AI News by Conjero.
First up, ChatGPT images too. Launch week numbers show something interesting. It's catching on fastest in India, where users treat image generation as a form of self-expression. That contrasts with markets where utility or enterprise use is front and center.
Yeah, the India angle matters. People there are remixing culture, memes, even small business marketing. When self-expression drives early uptake, the product can grow virally in ways that enterprise-focused rollouts rarely do.
That said, global adoption looks uneven. Some regions hit friction, language quirks, moderation norms, and feature expectations differ. Images too may have a clear niche, but scaling worldwide will take localization and policy work.
Switching gears, Legora just cleared a $5.6 billion valuation after a $50 million Series D extension that included NVIDIA's N Ventures. That's the first time NVIDIA's venture arm has backed a legal AI company. Big signal for the sector.
It's not just hype. Legora passed $100 million ARR, and that revenue momentum puts legal AI in a different competitive tier. Expect more arms races in compliance, document understanding, and horizontal platform plays.
On the safety front, OpenAI is gadding GPT-5, 5 cyber to vetted defenders only. Access will go through an application process asking for credentials and intended use, so these high-capability models are being handed out selectively.
That selective distribution changes the threat model. If you limit high-end cyber capabilities to verified defenders, you reduce the public attack surface, but you also centralize power and raise allocation questions about who qualifies.
Relatedly, OpenAI rolled out advanced account security, an opt-in that pushes ChatGPT and Codex toward hardware-backed auth with a Yubico partnership. It's a clear move to make account takeover harder.
It's notable because phishing-resistant sign-in matters not just for individual users, but for organizations using co-pilots. Centralized enrollment in web security settings makes enterprise rollout simpler and suggests baseline expectations for safety.
AWS tackled a different operational pain, swapping LLMs in production without starting over. Their generative AI model agility solution formalizes a repeatable evaluate, migrate, operationalize workflow, practical for teams running models at scale.
That workflow reduces migration risk. Automating evaluation plus migration hooks helps teams avoid long refactors when swapping vendors or upgrading models, which directly addresses vendor lock-in and tech debt.
And then there's Elon Musk's Courtroom line. XAI used distillation from OpenAI models when training Grok. What had been industry lore just entered the public record, which raises IP and provenance scrutiny.
Exactly. Distillation as a shortcut becomes a legal and regulatory touchpoint now. Questions about licensing, data provenance, and whether distilled models inherit copyrighted behavior will get sharper and faster.
Putting these together, we're seeing maturation on several fronts. Product market fit that's regional and culturally driven, startups hitting real revenue scale, gated access to high-risk capabilities, hardened user security, and infrastructure for safe upgrades.
That's the through line. The industry is professionalizing. Tools are being tuned to where people actually use them, safety and access are being institutionalized, and the plumbing to operate models in production is catching up, just as legal norms are scrambling to keep pace.
One quick vantage, expect momentum to bifurcate, wider consumer experimentation where self-expression rules, and a parallel track of hardened, credentialed systems for enterprise, security, and regulated domains.
And a final note, watch how policy and commercial incentives interact. Valuations, gating decisions, and authentication standards will shape who builds what, who gets access, and how fast the next wave of capabilities spreads.
That's our roundup for today. Keep an eye on those threads, and we'll catch you next time.
AI News by Conjero.